This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And by the way, folks, I get wound up on air at times like this because back when I was a football fan, I used to, you know, go to the Dallas Cowboy games when I was a kid and get so excited about it. It was tribal and it was about our team winning. This is like 100 times that. You know, like I said, I can be out in the heat hiking and I barely sweat. I get in here in air conditioning and I start sweating because it's so epic to be talking about how big all this is and to have you tuned in and all we've been through together. It's just amazing times. So I'm going to be a good boy here. I'm going to settle down now because I've got some powerful stuff to hit. And I'm going to play this special report that needs to be seen. And then we come back, I'm going to go through their preparation for violence and how the L.A. Times is doing the work of Soros. The minute I saw the headline, I knew what I was going to read, and I read it. Sure enough, it was the heart of Antifa, funded by Soros, and they're calling for a criminal investigation of California police departments because they are infiltrating Antifa. And the article says Antifa's never been involved in violence. Antifa's done nothing wrong. And it's all these right-wingers doing violence, but the statistics show the complete opposite. The left's doing 95% of the violence conservatively. Any real white supremacists have been converted in prisons and are mentally ill, and it's usually gang against gang, you know, drug dealing. And the police know all that. So I want to get into the revolution they're planning and how they're going to be used as decoys, and then just show how they're demonizing the LAPD and people because they're putting groups in their groups because the groups are saying they want to kill cops. You can go hear their chants. I mean, this is what they say. So just a little news tip to the left. You may want to kill cops during your overthrow. You might not want around, you know, telling everybody, we're going to kill cops. And then when the cops come watch you because of it, you're calling for killing Border Patrol and stuff on record. You're lucky that's not all that's happening. When you're running around saying, we're going to premeditatedly arm ourselves, train, and then kill a bunch of people because we're John Brown's gun club, and then you're caught attacking and firebombing an ICE facility. I mean, it's insane. Let's go ahead and go to this report, though, on the Internet and the attempt to take over.
Google's manipulation of votes gave at least 2.6 million additional votes to Hillary Clinton in the year 2016. Is that correct?
2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million votes, depending on how aggressive they were in using the techniques that I've been studying. They control these, and no one can counteract them. These are not competitive. These are tools that they have at their disposal exclusively.
Your testimony is that Google is, through bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale, in 2020, if all these companies are supporting the same candidate, there are 15 million votes on the line that can be shifted without people's knowledge and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace. Without monitoring systems in place, we'll never know what these companies are doing. And in 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out. And the methods that they're using are invisible. They're subliminal. They're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences, and I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
A handful of Silicon Valley billionaires and giant corporations are able to spend millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, collectively, massively influencing the results of elections.
Senator, with respect, I must correct you.
Please.
If Mark Zuckerberg chooses to send out a go vote reminder just to Democrats on Election Day...
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm not going to sit here and play Frederica Williams 2 weeks ago, the Congress saying if you disagree with Democrats, you should be arrested. Or the other state rep out of Georgia saying the same thing today. Or all the clips of Joe Biden saying it's time to get physical and violent with people. Or Maxine Waters saying confront conservatives at gas stations, shopping malls, restaurants. And all the people getting attacked and the firebombings and the shootings and Congressman Scalise and the baseball attack and just all of it would take the rest of the show to do. But MSNBC's Chris Hayes is a particularly nasty little coward. Stories up on InfoWars.com. He came out late last week and engages in the most pure projection I've ever seen about how Trump's a mafia don. And he gives control to all these sectors under him. And so people do what he says. Now, Trump has fired the lobbyist and is actually making decisions himself about what's best for the country. And the country's turned around almost completely. But then he goes into how they're racist and they're bad. And all they've got is this belief that they're superior and that America is doing great. Well, the left are a bunch of professors and a bunch of elitists that hate America and have a belief that they're the ruling class and are going to take control of it and rule our lives and our minds and tell us what words to use and censor us and control us. They're the ones having the authoritarian dreams. They're the social engineers. They're the ones allied with the Chi-Coms. But then he says his supporters must be confronted and destroyed. He says, oh, I don't mean violence. I just mean very aggressively because they've got to know that they're not going to be put up with. And it just shows a total disconnect. Hey, Chrissy, do you understand, right, that once a population's awake like the Vietnamese, no matter if you were bringing them freedom, which the U.S. probably was compared to the Chinese influence, they were a country that had defeated more than 10 enemies over 1,000 years and were fighters. We couldn't beat them once they decided to resist. Once they stuck their jaw out and their chest out and sucked their gut in, once they decided to fight to the death, it was over. Give you a little newsflash, turd face. We've reached that point. We're not backing down. Your intimidation, your threats, the government. They tried to, the left tried to have my children taken. They've tried to plant child porn on me. Oh, it doesn't matter. None of it's true. No one buys it. And the nastier your attacks get, the stronger we get. And that goes for other people under attack. So you ignore the manifest of the kidnapped kids on the plane with Bill Clinton and Hillary. It's all coming out. Rats leaving the sinking ship. Even CNN reporters are now tweeting Hillary's about to go down for Epstein. It's not Trump. So you go out and try to connect him to Trump all day. That's not there. The expiration date on the Democratic Party is here. And Chris Hayes thinks he desperately is like, attack them, go after them, let them know that we're going to be in their face. Hey, punk, we're not bullies like you that seek out the power structure and try to organize against the people. We came to fight because you've been pissing on us and bullying us for a long time. And you may be the schoolyard bully, but we're going to meet you outside of the class as an allegory. So they're the ones that say when Trump criticizes them that Trump is censoring them. No, they say Trump's a Nazi, Trump's a devil, Trump's a liar, driving from office. All these reporters put out articles about assassinating the president. New York Times, Washington Post, CNN. And then Trump fights back with words. They go, oh, he's attacking the press. You're not the press. You're Chi-Com operatives. You're globalists. But you listen to these couple minutes I'm about to play. And it's all projection. And he's just desperate. His ratings are way down. CNN's ratings are way down. They're all way down. And they're just there. Just we got to attack them. We got to get them. We got to show them. We got to hit them in the head with bike locks and hit them in the head with clubs. We got to firebomb the ICE facilities. You know, we got to have our people go out and dump buckets of fake blood in front of the ICE facility when people are fighting to get into the U.S. and we release almost everybody unless they're a felon. And they just lie and lie and lie and lie about concentration camps and about all of it. And they're calling for this big violent overthrow. And they've got CBS shows about go out and attack a white person. And they're trying to cause a race war. The left that sold us out to China and the EU is panicking. They've committed incredible crimes. They got away with stuff for decades. And now they keep going. Well, they bowed down to us because of intimidation and political correctness, but they're not doing it anymore. Well, let's do even more. We were asleep. We're awake now. You woke us up. You thought, oh, I've dominated America. I'm sitting on top of America, slapping it in the face, bleeding off of it. We woke up and we're like, what the hell? We shoved the vampire off of us. It goes, oh. They were laying there and taking it because they were scared of me. Let me really scare them. So you flash a big vampire face. We attack you even stronger. We're now strangling you politically, and you're like threatening us. You, dude, our hands are around your neck. You understand that, right? There's nothing you can do now. Your back's broken. You can make it a lot worse for yourself, like the German high command tried to get Hitler to surrender a year before. He wouldn't do it. And you're going to be just like Hitler. And all you supporters of the globalist are going to be just like the Germans down in the subway stations when Hitler knew the Russians were using that to get into Berlin. He flooded it and killed a 500,000 Germans. And they said, Mein Führer, it's our own people. He said, they are subhuman now. They did not defeat the Russians and the Americans and the Allies, so they deserve to die. You're idiots. You bet on the wrong horse. Read how Hillary talks about you in the WikiLeaks. My dumbass constituents think they're going to take over and get a piece of America. There's not enough money for them. These idiots think they're part of the conquering elite. They're not. Exactly. You're not part of the New World Order. Even if it made it through, you'd be schmucked, you dumb Antifa meth heads. But you spiritually hate America. You spiritually hate. Think if you could dominate it, you could be somebody because you're spiritually fallen. You're galactic losers. Here's Chris Hayes trying to rally the forces. Here it is.
Into the Trump presidency. It is a classic model of corrupt governance. The capo on the top and the many, many bosses below who are given control of their domain to do as they wish. Because Trump doesn't care at all about EPA policy or labor or Iran really or anything really other than making money. Which the presidency allows him to do with public dollars, and being the center of attention, which, same. But the base, what does the base get? The folks in that arena. Well, it's obvious, isn't it? They get to chant. They get to revel in their own Americanness and primacy at the expense of others. They may not get much more than that, but Trump and now the entire Republican Party and most of the conservative movement realize that that is enough for them.
Here, hit pause right there.
They realize that no one...
But back up to the beginning. We're going to come back with this. That's enough for them. Some of the best job numbers ever. American pride again, exuberance, not being told we suck all day, having somebody appreciate the veterans, having somebody talk about the accomplishments of the country. All you've been doing is demoralizing us and telling us how bad we are. We can't say mother or father. We can't say manhole. We can't have Halloween parties. It might offend somebody. We've got to let men win all the women's sporting events now. We've got to just bow down to the disease of Hollywood. You're like, it's all they get. Because they get to feel like they're not hated. Well, that's not all they get. That's not all they get. That's a load of crap. It's all your people get is feeling like they're in charge. You're talking about yourself, Chris Hayes, with no viewers, but all the money propping you up. Everyone that's got a brain knows you're a traitor. Everybody that's got a brain knows you're a piece of crap. Everybody that's got a brain knows that you're the guy they don't want to be because you're not a man. You're a little elitist, sycophantic, alone toady who cries himself to sleep at night because you don't have a soul and your family comes from trash.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
While America slept, powerful multinational corporations, many of which out of the U.S., allied themselves with the EU, the remnants of the Nazi Party, the Chi-Coms and others, and began the overthrow of the U.S. But before the operation was complete, American patriots for decades worked against it. And now, we're not just in a position of having a fighting chance. We are winning right now. I'd say it's about 55-45 right now. The globalists are pulling out all the stops. This is life and death, ladies and gentlemen, especially for folks like myself. Because if they were able to retake the government before they'd been handicapped and defeated, they're going to assassinate my character and then assassinate me. That is the plan. Make no mistake, that's how it works. This is a very serious time. We will not be forgiven for defeating Hillary. We will not be forgiven for standing up for the Republic. We will not be forgiven for not hating our nation. By these globalists openly telling us, take down the American flag itself now. That's how ridiculous all this has gotten. So I've seen a lot of videos, and I'm going to try not to talk through this. It's going to be very hard. I'm going to write notes. I wrote notes last night, but I forgot to bring them. But nobody put their name on this at InfoWars. Whoever wrote this made a lot of good points. It says, next Hayes turned his ire on the American people, but the base... What does the base get? The folks in the arena. I think you just said it, moron. They're in the arena. He doesn't even get it. He's so stupid. Well, it's obvious, isn't it? They get to chant. They get to rebel in their own Americanness and primacy at the expense of others. Why is everybody wanted to the country if it doesn't have primacy? I mean, who's everybody hitting on at the party? It's the best-looking chick or... who all the girls want to date is the most successful guy. I mean, this idea that all you do is tell us how much we suck all day. And then Trump has delivered on staggering, got us out of the TPP, the globalist deal, got over 3,000 companies to come back, got the stock market up $5 trillion, is reforming prison stuff, is putting the power over abortion back to the states, got two good Supreme Court justices nominated. I mean, I'm not going to go into, but he's just like, what do they get? They're getting nothing. Because we don't want the government to give us something. We want it to move. Get out. What does Lucre say? Move, bitch. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way, bitch. Move. Get out the way. Get out the way. You see them headlights? I'm doing 100 on the highway. Get out the way. What did Christ say to the devil? Get behind me, Satan. Move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. That's all we're saying. Get out the way. Thinking of podcast names, it may be Get Out the Way. Get Out the Way. So, this is just insane. So I'm gonna try to just play it. It's just hearing such deception. But it's not deception because it's all who he is. It's who they are. And you just think, my God, our openness allowed the breeding of leftists literally under Chi-Com funding. Turns out the new stupid looking Ted Cruz movie, when a real movie would be all about drones and the end of humans flying planes, so we would not let that happen. It's, you know, in the new Top Gun, it's Chinese government run and owned. That's mainstream news. And they blurred out and cut scenes they didn't like that weren't for the Chi-Coms. Another thing is Ted Cruz. Tom Cruise. You know, Ted Cruz is a new movie. Teleprompter free here, folks. Tom Cruise. so many cruises, so little time to cover it all. Now there's Top Gun sequel drops Japanese Taiwanese flags to appease China. China, who owns Hollywood now. But let's get to Chris Hayes, where he's just dripping with hate. Says, I don't want you to be violent, but confront and destroy. So he does a proviso. So I'm going to go out and murder these people lovingly, politically. Here it is.
Into the Trump presidency. It is a classic model of corrupt governance. The capo on the top and the many, many bosses below who are given control of their domain to do as they wish. Because Trump doesn't care at all about EPA policy or labor or Iran really or anything really other than making money, which the presidency allows him to do with public dollars, and being the center of attention, which, same. But the base, what does the base get?
Back it up again. 5 seconds. It's all you folks that are politicos that want to be famous. You're the ones that couldn't make it like Trump did. Number one TV show, number one hotels, golf courses. You all failed in the big leagues, as you see it, because you all want to be in Hollywood. You failed, Chris Hayes. So again, you're projecting onto Trump everything you are. What does the base get? Well, we get to not have Hillary Clinton running things and starting World War III. How about that? And pulling the troops out of Afghanistan. Here it is.
The folks in that arena, well, it's obvious, isn't it?
It was. It's obvious. We don't get some dude with mouse-hay tongue glasses lecturing us who has no viewers. But again, this is the guy. He has a right to rule you like Ilhan Omar. He has this, I'm a ruler. You're supposed to elect my witch god, Hillary. Continue.
They get to revel in their own Americanness and primacy at the expense of
others. Back it up again. I'm sorry. You know, major universities have come out, like Colorado State and others, and said, don't see America or Americanism or anything. It's hurtful. It's racist. It's evil. He says, these Americans reveling in their Americanism, their primacy. This is the end of America. This is the enemy trying to mainline his message. Can you imagine people that watch this and believe it? It's outrageous. Okay. Go ahead and play it.
Revel in their own Americanness and primacy at the expense of others. They may not get much more than that, but Trump and now the entire Republican Party and most of the conservative movement realize that that is enough for them. They realize that no one actually cared about deficits or small government. That was never the fuel that fired the engine of Republican politics. It was always roiling rage against them that was on full display in the center back chance last night. Without that rage and that passion, that enthusiasm and fire in that room, this entire project falls apart. That sentiment at the core of the coalition cannot be pried loose, and it cannot be negotiated with, and it cannot be appeased. It must be peacefully, nonviolently, politically destroyed with love, compassion, and determination, but utterly confronted and destroyed. That is the only way to break the coalition apart, not by prying off this or that interest.
And pause again. So the intimidation isn't working. We've got to destroy them, which is more intimidation. See, they won't give up. They won't give in. They won't let us rule them. Look at the arrogance of Chris Hayes, the little demonic creature he is. He has no soul. And he's so pissed. Continue.
They have shamed themselves too much. The heart of the thing must be ripped out. The darkness must be banished. The people who feel moral revulsion at that display we saw last night must collectively mobilize in greater numbers than the chanters. We got a taste of what that looks like when Congresswoman Ilhan Omar returned home to Minnesota today.
To a staged event. The slaver from Somalia returned home. He is so damn scared, man. And he should be. I mean, when you come from the trash that Chris Hayes comes from, I mean, it's only downhill from here. So, hey, Chris, piss up a rope, buddy. Ain't going to work the way you think it is, Jack. You just woke us up, punk. So go ahead. You swing first. You meet us outside. See what happens.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person is allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking.
So if you just joined me, ladies and gentlemen, you're a TV viewer, you see a crowd of about 50 media and maybe a dozen or so supporters of Ilhan Omar waddling off of a plane in Minnesota. And as Trump pointed out, they did this fake rock star welcome for her. Well, yeah, I mean, she's one of the top stories in the country, putting America down, saying she'll teach us how to be patriotic. She's more patriotic than the average American. She helps fund and support Al-Qaeda and ISIS terrorists, tries to get them out of prison. tries to block bills that would stop sexual mutilation, chopping little girls' genitals off. You know, earlier when I got into the history of slavery in Africa and how the Somalis ran it for the Arabs, I didn't read the Wikipedia or Cornell Law or just all the stuff about they didn't just cut women's genitals off, still ongoing in Somalia. When they sell one as a sex slave, the Muslims want virgins. They sew, they don't put a chastity belt on. They sew their vagina shut. Sorry, you might want to research. It's just mainstream news. It's all right here. So here's everybody worshiping her and, you know, bowing down to her. I'll play the video with audio in a moment. But Chris Hayes says this is his secret weapon. You know, Trump gets 50,000, 20,000, 10,000, sometimes in bigger arenas, 100,000 people. With a lot of folks turned away. Oh, but Ilhan Omar has this close camera shot of her coming out of the airport. And it looks like about maybe 100 reporters, maybe a dozen, maybe two dozen people. Yay! You are home. America is yours. Sharia law. Chop the genitals off. Get the ISIS terrorists out of prison. Teach Americans how to grovel to you. Welcome home, Ilhan. Oh, but can you guys cue the video up? I forgot to tell you where she said, our home back in Somalia. Oh, she said, I'm sick of hearing them go, America. Like they have to go, no, America. Oh, stink. Can I play all her constituents saying they want to go back to Somalia because America sucks? Whew, it's unbelievable. So Chris Hayes. Yeah, go ahead and play that video. Here it is.
In 2016, it's election cycle, and you guys have the ability to make an impact on where our nation is headed, not only here in the United States, but even in our nation back home.
In our nation, not just in our nation, you're like, well, you're an American. No, our nation back home. It's our nation. It's home. Just in case you don't know my allegiance, she's like, I'm not going to decry ISIS or Al-Qaeda. I'm not going to fly an American flag. You bitches are mine. But Chris Hayes says, we need the support and we need the energy that we saw with 100 media reporters and maybe a dozen people. Seriously, roll that video for TV viewers without audio. And if you look at it, because I've looked at the raw footage, we're playing it. When I say 100 reporters, maybe 100. Because, I mean, let's guess they're stacked three deep behind what we see. We see like 15 reporters, maybe six, seven, eight big cameras. Then we see maybe a dozen, two dozen leftist fawning Democrats that, you know, got told on Twitter or Facebook to go there. But let's say it was three, four deep, maybe 100. Because, look, it's only three or four deep on the other side and right there. But somebody shot the video from behind. So let's just say that it was kind of hunchback, like five times the people were behind the camera we're seeing. Maybe it's 150. What we see on camera is about 40, maybe 50. So this is the excitement that Chris Hayes is talking about. This is. Can you guys cue it up to the end of his little newscast where he called for, what was the quote? Confront and destroy Trump supporters. Like the firebombing last weekend of the ICE facility trying to shoot the cops, or maybe shooting Scalise, Congressman Scalise, or maybe beating up and breaking the ribs of Rand Paul, or maybe when coffee got thrown on me, or the dozens of times no one's seen on tape where people come up and say they want to kill me. And they're always like mental patients. F you Russian. Yeah, Russian. F you Nazis. Yeah, right, Nazi. I mean, it's just these are followers that think they're part of the ruling class. So let me hit this piece of news for you. There's an article out of the Guardian, the communist newspaper, and it's got links to the LA Times. Los Angeles police spied on anti-Trump protesters. And then as soon as you read the article, it says that they were spying on a left-wing organization, Refuse Fascism. Well, if you read the federal filings on Refuse Fascism, George Soros has put $500 million into it in the last 10 years. And his son, Alexander Soros, runs it now and has put more than that in. And here's a full-page ad they ran 2 years ago when the police investigated them, calling for the violent overthrow of Trump. This nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. November 4th, it begins. And it says, drive the regime from power. And these are the groups out carrying out all these different attacks. So you read the article, and it's always predictable. They go, the peaceful organization is loving and anti-racist and has never been violent. The evil police officers infiltrated them and recorded them violating their civil rights, and the police need to be fired immediately. This just shows the police themselves are Nazis. Go read the article. This is Antifa that says they're going to target Border Patrol federal agents. They've been to Tucker Carlson's house. They've been doxing everybody. They say, kill police. They wear shirts that show police being shot, killed, stabbed, you name it. And then the police go and investigate it when they say they're going to overthrow the government. And the London Guardian and the LA Times write articles about how the U.S. police are Nazis. You got to go read the article. I mean, I remember when I first covered this full-page ad in the New York Times, they had CNN go, it doesn't exist, it's not true. Because in a military attack, you tell them, well, this is not an assault, this is not an attack, you're not being attacked. It's part of the brainwashing. But you got to go read this. Police equipped an informant with a hidden, they better, with a hidden device and had an individual attend refuse fascism gatherings, ooh, at a local church in an attempt to elicit information regarding how they closed the highway and attacked police. I mean, you're saying you're going to overthrow the government, you're going to kill police, and of course now they're firebombing stuff, and it's like, oh my gosh, what do you want to bet the person that wrote this at The Guardian, Sam Levine, wonder if he's ever put a black mask on. You know, they're mainly media and government employees who think they're Batman and, like, put these masks on at night and, like, walk over to a woman, hit her in the head with a bike lock. You're a Nazi. I'm not a man hitting a woman in the head with a bike lock was going to a Trump speech. No, she's a Nazi. I get to be a criminal now. Hit her in the head with a bike lock because I'm a liberal and you're Nazis and I'm like, Inglorious Bastards, you know, I'm killing an SS officer. But that's who they are. Now, when we come back, we'll talk about the real issues with the economy and the psychology of the globalist brainwashing and Trump's ally being reelected by landslide in Japan and so much more in the final segment of this worldwide broadcast. Remember, Google and Facebook and all the other pedo supporters really hate it when you spread the link to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. They tell you don't do it. I say do whatever you think's best. But if you're going to fight back, fight hard. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. So many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Definitely about to save the best for last. Two incredibly powerful reports.
The Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Tomorrow on the weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., right after David Knight, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and right before Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. to the War Room, I'm going to hit it all. I mean, if Trump doesn't take action on censorship, nobody will. Gold Star Mothers, Angel Moms, they're all being banned. Anybody that supports Trump's being banned. It's so out of control. I want to hit two reports here at the end because they're very, very important. Even major universities are now saying don't fly the American flag. It's a hate symbol. They're saying movie stars that support the American flag should lose their jobs. It's getting bad. But there's a video report that deserves to be seen. We're about to play it here, but I hope you'll share it. We just posted it. It's Neuralink, the war against humanity goes mainstream. I would call it, what the hell is Elon Musk doing after warning us about AI and brain chips? Has he totally sold out? I think that's the answer. He's been threatened. They tried to destroy his company. So Elon Musk capitulates. He joins the dark side. He gives in like most people. That's coming up. Then we have another very important report that deals with the attack on the American flag. How serious all this has gotten tonight. So I'm going to air each report back to back, but I just want you to understand something. The globalists are arrogant. They think you're stupid. They think I'm stupid. They think we're weak. We're not. And if you get serious about spreading these videos and these articles, this live show, they'll be defeated. Here's the reports.
With companies like Verichip, we have been hearing about implantable computer chips for over a decade.
The latest office innovation is a microchip implanted in the skin.
This is the first American company to ever try this.
So what are they tracking, and would you say yes if your boss asked you to do the same?
And while we have been conditioned over the years to accept the idea of an implantable chip, Elon Musk has been warning us of the dangers of artificial intelligence. Or AI.
I'm really quite close to, or I'm very close to the cutting edge in AI, and it scares the hell out of me.
I try to convince people to slow down AI, to regulate AI. This was futile. The emerge scenario with AI is the one that seems like probably the best.
Like for us.
Yes. Like, if you can't beat it, join it. That's, like, the purpose of Neuralink, is to create a high-bandwidth interface to the brain such that we can be symbiotic with AI. One thing's for sure, we will not control it.
After successfully testing Neuralink on a monkey...
A monkey has been able to control the computer with its brain. Just, yeah...
Elon Musk is ready to begin implanting his technology on humans as early as next year.
The neurons of your brain connect to form a large network through axon-dendrite junctions.
Oh, liberal. Oh.
At these connection points, neurons communicate with each other.
Show the Christians you're cool. Take the mark. Hail Satan.
Neurotransmitters are released from the end of an axon in response to an electrical...
We won't jack into it, we promise. Oh.
Action potentials produce an electric field that spreads from the neuron and can be detected by placing electrodes nearby, allowing recording of the information represented by a neuron.
Oh. The Neuralink chip is made up of 1,000 strands of electrodes that will be inserted into the brain by a specialized robot. The chip will act as a sensor affixed to the skull, and an interface device will be placed behind the ear.
As long as it's a robot, it's okay.
The device will be controlled with an iPhone app. Elon Musk tells us that his technology will not take full control of our brain, at least at first.
And all this will occur, actually, and quite slowly.
He's totally on drugs right there. Look at him.
Neuralink will have this incredible neural lace and start taking over people's brains. Okay.
Liberal.
It'll take a long time.
And the Neuralink team is clear that the device is designed to put information into the brain.
Oh, yeah, it's one way.
The system, even in version 1 that we're going to unveil today, is capable of 1,000 times more.
Who would trust anything this drug addict says?
The best system out there. And they're all read and write.
My team focuses on building chips and systems to get neural
signals. Both these dudes are probably like hanging out with Tim Cook, you know.
And also to put information into the brain.
Tim Cook's like you, John, your newsboy.
We only want to read information out of the brain. We want to be able to put it back into the brain.
Look at this gibbering. They're all on drugs. Look at his eyes. What the hell are they on, man?
But actually, the basic building blocks of that technology are already there.
These are all sellouts. Look at them.
Having control over the body and our speech.
These are all enemies.
According to Elon, Neuralink
you won't
is
stop
a way
us,
for
crap
mankind
heads.
To merge with artificial intelligence.
Ultimately,
dude, these people are like on suicidal levels of meth. Look at them. Anyone knows that's a crackhead right there.
So, but this is not a mandatory thing. This is a thing that you can choose to have if you want. But I think even in a benign AI scenario, we will be left behind.
So just do this, you're left behind. Let me put some wires in your brain.
Benign scenario.
I'm liberal.
With a high bandwidth brain-machine interface, I think we can actually go along for the ride.
Oh, we can get in the white van?
Have the option of merging with AI.
Oh, merging with it.
I'm concerned about this. Revelations 13 of the Bible warns of the mark of the beast, a mark placed into the foreheads so that no man might buy or sell, say that he had the mark. Whether you believe this or not, it is fast becoming reality. While we act as if we have no choice but to create artificial intelligence and submit to its fate, we collectively sacrifice our own free will. And if we are unwilling to claim dominion over our own bodies, then we will most certainly get what we deserve. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
No one should share this. It's just, you know, Senator Blumenthal's right. We should roll over and die so that soulless piece of crap can feed on our guts. Never, never. I call on Jesus Christ's power against this evil. Next transmission. Prepare for next transmission. This is such a crazy story that I'm going to tell it. I called Tim Frugier into my office yesterday. He's our operations manager, a good friend of mine. And I said, do you remember last week I said we're going to sell out of the new Betsy Ross American flag, these colors don't run, America's back shirts, which we did sell out of. Thanks for the support, folks. But the price we sell them, we got to sell a ton of them to fund the operation, but we did sell 4,000. And I said, I told folks it's a popper, we have a new variant. And I said, I want the new variant to be an American flag, a Betsy Ross, but also another just classic American flag, all 50 stars, with the Gadsden snake superimposed over it. And on the back, America's back, InfoWars.com. Last night, I'm on InfoWars.com, and I read, Chris Pratt criticized for T-shirt choice. It is literally the shirt that I envision. Of course, it's a common sense shirt. But what's better than just an American flag? How about a don't tread on me under the flag? Say, don't tread on the American flag. It's a perfect combo. So great minds think alike. I mean, whoever designed that shirt, we'd already come up with the exact same similar design. And so that's the new limited edition. We're printing 4,000. By the way, just yesterday, the 4,000 shirts of the Betsy Ross flag arrived, the ones that are already sold out. Those are now shipping today. Anyone wants this new limited edition, it is the Don't Tread on Me American flag T-shirt inspired by the triggering of leftist of the shirt worn by Chris Pratt. And I'm told by folks that know Chris Pratt, I think it's pretty obvious he's a Christian and he's criticized for that, that the guy is a patriot. That's exciting. So this is inspired by the shirt he's wearing, but it reminded me that I was already having the shirt designed. And Tim's like, wow, that's crazy. But no, it's really not crazy. Think about it. Don't tread on me, because they're treading on the American flag, and then the snake's with it. And it just really works well. We did a little bit better design, I think, but it's a, you know, battle tattered flag, like the one that flew over Fort Sumter, that's in the Star Spangled Banner song, our national anthem. And again, on the back, it says, America's back, InfoWars.com. So I am very, very proud of that new shirt. America's back, InfoWars.com. 4,000 of these babies. And that's it. I mean, I'm into the graphics, folks. I want an American flag, and I want the Betsy Ross one. You know, two different shirts, four different variants, just like the last shirt. And they go, well, how do you want the snake? I go, I don't know, kind of faded into it, but you know, where you see it. And then Chris Pratt is wearing one just like it, and then he gets in trouble, and the left says it's racist, and they're going to unfollow him, and Hollywood's not sure now. You know, you wore an American flag. It's a white supremacist symbol. They said Betsy Ross was one. She was an abolitionist. The average leftist is so dumb, they don't know abolitionists were the Christian movement out of England and the United States that banned slavery worldwide. England went to war with at least 11 countries to ban it and lost over 100,000 sailors and Marines. So we've got the Betsy Ross version and the American flag version at InfoWarsStore.com. Be printed in the USA right now, InfoWarsStore.com. They'll be right back. The most banned broadcast in the world. All right, that's it for the live Sunday show. Love you all. More transmissions coming up. See you back tomorrow, God willing.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.